Director Dave Mills told lawmakers at a public hearing that he had to separate his personal feelings on this bill from his professional duties. While he lauded efforts to draw attention to the genocide occurring in Sudan, Mills said he's obligated by law to give undivided loyalty to managing the state's investments, which is why Mills says he testified against the plan. He thinks it could cost the state up to $440 million over the next few years, and it could open the door to other calls for divestment.
As meritorious as this cause may be, and it does have merit, it would be the first time that the Public Employee Trust Fund has been required by law to be used for a political or a social purpose. But it certainly would not be the last time.
But those who want to divest in Sudan said Mills' estimates were based on worst-case scenarios. They questioned whether the state would indeed lose that much by selling certain stocks only to buy others. Dr. Sarah Peck chairs the finance department at Marquette University. She says calls for socially responsible investing are always met with arguments that it will create a slippery slope.
That is not the case here. There is no moral ambiguity. Genocide is wrong. Any economic support for entities that fund genocide is wrong.
The investment board says the state does not invest directly in any Sudanese companies or in any Sudanese government bonds. Wisconsin does invest in about 15 large international companies that do some business in Sudan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.